You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Workers' Mic here on WGN 720. I'm here with Ken Edwards. My name's Ed Maher, and we're back with our guest, Albert Walters III, and he's the executive director of Powering Chicago.
Albert, so welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And what would you like to be called? Albert?
You know what? You can call me Bert.
Bert.
Now that we officially met and we're friends now,
yes.
We're Bert.
Oh, that was quick. That was easy.
Yeah. I don't make friends.
It takes me a long time to make friends.
I'm surprised you make
friends. I made it up. But anyway, welcome, Bert. It's a pleasure to have you on here.
Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Powering Chicago.
So Powering Chicago is the unique partnership between the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 134 and the Electrical Contractors Association of Chicago and Cook County.
So what does that mean? Explain the Contractor Association. What is it?
So that's the management portion. Those are the individuals, the owners of companies and outfits that hire the union electricians, the labor force.
Got it.
And this is a partnership between the two.
So you would think that labor and management never partner.
You know what? That's a very interesting concept and really a misnomer when you really think about the trade unions, right?
Yeah.
Because one of the benefits of having a partnership is you get to see what's out there in the industry and train your individuals on that. So for union labor, we'll stick specifically to electricians. The electrical industry is so vast, and our contractors go into different sections. We have contractors that specifically focus on, let's say, low voltage, some that focus on medium voltage or substation work. So because the industry is so vast, you need to have training that speaks to those components. And so that's where the partnership comes in.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but like, you know, green energy, for example, right? You're seeing charging stations and you're seeing solar power and wind power, right? So somebody obviously owns these companies that provide that service. What you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's in the contractor's best interest to make sure that their workforce is trained to grow with them and move into different fields, right? And so let's say you're a contractor that's like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to get into the, you know, solar business, for example. Well, you need a trained workforce to do that work, correct?
Absolutely. And to be successful in it, right?
Right.
You want trained, skilled, experienced workers to make sure that partnership works. When we look at what our management side does, they're business owners, right?
Sure.
And so they're in the business to be viable and make money.
Right.
But you can only do that if you have a workforce that is trained in that area. And this is specifically focusing on like the training aspect, but where Powering Chicago comes in, it's about promoting what we do because we don't just focus on just the training. It's all aspects. For me, we created a brand that is Powering Chicago, and it's based on three pillars: better construction, better careers, and better communities, because those are the real key factors that we try to have an impact in everything that we do.
I like that. So let's start.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
For you, it does. you're in charge. So let's talk about better communities.
Absolutely. Because
that's a really good point. We've talked about this a ton of times on the air where, you know, you're a union member and you're local, right? And you're taking that money and you're spending it in your community, right? Is that the goal?
Absolutely. So what we do, and actually we have it coming up in the end of April. It's our biggest philanthropic effort that we do as a partnership, and it's called, and we partner with Rebuilding Together Metro Chicago.
Uh-huh.
When we first started, it was called Christmas in April because we were giving back to the community, just free, right? But we provide our services, our skill sets as a group, and that means the contractors and the labor force.
Really?
We come together and we go out, and this is free. We donate one day where we just perform the work.
So people that need work in their houses, for example, or their apartments or whatever, you'll come out and do that work for free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's vetted by the rebuilding group,
right?
And they have to meet certain qualifications, but we're down with them. We're 10 toes down. We just come in and say, hey, listen, if these are the homes that you need to work in, we go in and provide that service.
Imagine that. Like you get a free union electrician to come in and wire your house. You know that house is not burning down.
For sure.
That's really cool.
Not because of the electricity, at least.
Right. Yeah. And the other two pillars are what? Say it again.
Better careers.
Okay.
And so when we talk about careers, one of the things that I really like to focus on is it is an outward and upward mobility. Meaning, if you want to progress, you can become a journey person.
Mm-hmm.
You can develop into a foreman, a leader,
sure,
general foreman,
yep,
superintendent. But if you want to, you also have other tributaries that you can go into. For instance, you can become a business owner. Meaning,
right,
you can own your own business. And a lot of our contractors have come up in the business and said, you know what, I think I can do this. And they created their own business, right? But inside that spectrum of being in management,
yeah,
you can be project managers, estimators, et cetera, right? But even in the union, you can elevate and become a business agent.
Sure.
You can become business manager, right? So there's all these different avenues that come just from being connected to the union. You can even be an executive director of Fire in Chicago.
Well, that's right, because you started, yeah, as an apprentice electrician and worked your way, you know, through the ranks over the years and until, you know, you're sitting here today.
Yes, yeah, these gray hairs approve that too.
Were you no hair?
Yes, that too.
Were you? So you were a journey person for how long? Like, how long were you in the trades?
I was in the I'm still in the trades,
sure,
technically.
Yep.
And it's going on 23 years, but I've been out in the field for about 17 years.
Okay, so
17 years I worked in, uh-huh, the field,
and yep, then you went and were a business agent for Local 134.
Absolutely, I was a business agent for Local 134, and I was a business representative for about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I had territories, responsibilities, regional responsibilities, but I also had contracts as well. Learning the business of being a representative, representing the membership of the local.
Right, and then how did you get into this, into Power in Chicago? Like, how do you make that move?
That's a great question. Being blessed, really. I think for me, being a hard worker and really caring about the industry and really wanting to get out and share my story, my opportunities, I think it was noticed that I had a knack for really talking to the young people about this particular opportunity,
yeah,
and going out and promoting it. And understanding what the LMCC is, or Power in Chicago is, it's about promoting the industry,
mm-hmm,
right? Promoting everything that we do. So I was tapped on the shoulder, like, hey, listen, I think this will be good for you. So I worked under the former executive director, John Donahue, for about a year. And when I joined, it was right when COVID happened.
Wow.
So I didn't get an opportunity to fully get a grasp, mm-hmm, of what this position entails. But in 2021, I really hit the ground running.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking right now to Bert Walters. He is, what is it, executive director?
Yes, executive
director of Power in Chicago, which is what you just said, LMCC, which stands for what?
Yes, LMCC is the Labor Management Cooperation Committee,
okay,
of Chicago.
So and that's rebranded now as Power in Chicago.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
And the Labor Management Cooperative Committee is a mouthful.
These are big words for Ken.
it's a big concept. Is actually an organization that sits in between the contractors and the union, correct?
Yes. So it's comprised of both management, meaning contractors,
uh-huh,
and union members, all for the benefit of the industry.
Right. So what happens, let me ask you a question, Bert. So what happens when it's contract negotiation time?
We're not involved in contract negotiations.
You said you just move off to the side.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't want any parts of that conversation.
I would imagine, though, that having a committee where leaders from the union side and from the employer side, where you see each other outside of those negotiations. It's not as though you're just getting together once every 3 or 4 years to scream across a bargaining table. You're working together, throughout the year at all times on different things to benefit the industry. It's got to make things a little bit easier or a little bit more understandable during the bargaining sessions.
It does. What you do is you create that relationship.
Right.
Right? You build that relationship,
sure,
and you begin to understand the importance of the other.
Right.
Right. And you, throughout history, you'll hear typically, when you go outside, especially the Chicagoland region, in Illinois, you'll see that labor and management are oftentimes conflicting, mm-hmm, right? And
yeah,
they're combative.
Yep.
But I think that's what makes Chicago so unique, and particularly our industry so unique, is that we understand the importance and the need and dependency on one another. I'm a big comic book fan. Spider-Man is my favorite hero. And when he was his strongest, he had the symbiote, right? And basically, that was a codependent relationship.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Absolutely.
Right. The contractors need the workers,
right,
and the workers need the contractors.
Absolutely.
Right? So a symbiote.
Makes sense. Yes.
Write that one down.
That's not even a word.
Spider-Man issue. No, I'm just joking.
Wow. And you're a geek, too.
It's a great point.
Not only executive director, but a comic book geek.
It's a great point that you raise, though, because we tell members all the time, we have to ensure that our employers are successful. There's no adversarial relationship here. Sometimes we have to negotiate contracts, but for a business to be successful, they need to have skilled, disciplined workers. And for workers to be successful and able to get out and work and make money, they need to have successful contractors. So aside from this, you know, this view of, you know, people out on picket lines or screaming across negotiating tables, there is the advancement of an industry that you work toward. And so many people, I think, don't know that, but it leads to a better trained industry, a safer industry, a more highly skilled industry, and just, you know, advancements in all the new technology and everything working together.
Do you find it is more efficient? Like, I've always heard these statistics that one of our, and I come from the operators, that a mile of road work here in Illinois, even though we're getting paid, you know, a large amount of money, is actually cheaper than building a mile of road work in a southern non-union state, right?
Right.
And do you find that that the contractors appreciate that the training that goes into it and the skill set that the members have?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we can command such a high wage.
That's right.
Because the contractors understand that when we get on a job, that job is going to be completed on time, on budget, the first time, no issues. And when I was a business representative, we found that was probably one of the biggest issues that we had with our competitors. And it was, you can have a job site that had issues with safety,
sure.
All right, with completing the job on time,
yep.
And that means that particular owner is not receiving rent, mm-hmm. if he has a rental property like a high rise.
Good
it means
point.
That he's not receiving or selling goods if he has a business,
yep.
right? And commodities,
yep.
to sell. So making sure that you're able to command that wage means that there's an onus on you to perform your job and perform it well.
So like the old adage of, you know, like, oh, I'm going to join the union, I'm going to kick my feet up,
yeah.
you know. So, and you know, I've heard that for years. I mean, that is a myth, right? And it's a myth that will bust one day. But, you know, we've always said, you know, I always told my guys, you know, give eight for eight, right?
Right.
An honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Work hard. Why? Because you don't want them to replace you with somebody that's cheaper, number one. Number two, you want to make the employer look good.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they make money. We make money.
You see these Absolutely. Wage rates, you have to be worth it.
I really appreciate your coming here. We both do. It was this is interesting for us. You know, you're the definitely the first executive director of an LMCC that we've ever had on the show. So,
well, thank you. Well, hopefully, it's not the last.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
It's an important position to promote the industry and what we do.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to be a part of.
How can people
this
reach
change?
You? Like, if they want to, like, let's say there's a contractor out there that wants to join your organization.
Yes. So if there's a contractor that wants to be a part of the Powering Chicago initiative,
yep.
you can just reach out to the Electrical Contractors Association. Their website is ecachicago.com.
What does it say again?
ecachicago.com.
Very good. Okay.
Now, before you go, you said you're a comic book nerd.
Yes.
What's the best superhero movie? We may differ on this, but...
The best superhero movie?
Oof.
Well, again, you know, me being an African American, I have to say that is the Black Panther series.
All right.
Yes.
What do you think?
Made the most
that?
Money.
I mean, I love the Black Panther. I'm shallow when it comes to superheroes, so I just go for Avengers movies because you get them all.
Oh yes, yes. And he and T'Challa was in.
That's right.
The Marvel series. So yes.
Well, you guys are having like real geek talk right now.
We're gonna keep this going off the air.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Bert.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome.
So much.
Pleasure being here. Thank
yeah,
you for having
you're
me.
Listening to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.